I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to laugh while introducing this particular podcast because it is not funny. Is it funny? No, it's not funny. I'm sorry. But I just have to tell you welcome back, okay, to Tech Untapped. And today, in our What Does This Mean series, we're diving into the recently... Oh, I said I was going to stay away from the word diving or delving because I said it's an AI word. But come to think of it, how can you say that words as simple as diving and delving? Delving, most importantly, that I used as a young broadcaster. In fact, I almost finished that word because every time you say, oh, we're delving, or let's dive head first. I like saying that. I mean, we'll have a concussion, but we'll still dive. And you're telling me that it's an AI word? You're telling me that using the words that I learned from books and movies and whatever says that I am not original? That is the most absurd thing I have ever heard. Well, I can't say it's the most absurd, but one of them. It is really high on the list. That is why Nigerians tore him to shreds. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to Twitter or X and put Delve AI and see what comes up. Anyway, we are delving into the recently released results of 2024 UTME, that's a Unified Tertiary Matriculation Examination conducted by the Joint Admissions Matriculations Board, JAMB. Okay? I want to check out some key takeaways and what they signify for the future of Nigerian tertiary education. Okay, so let me take it back, right? Let me tell you about what really, really happened. The Joint Admissions and Matriculation Board, JAMB, announced the result of the 2024 UTME. People were saying, oh, wonderful, amazing. But it revealed something. Only a small fraction, 0.4%, or 8,401 candidates scored above 300 marks out of 400. This indicates that it is a challenge for many test takers to achieve top scores. 24% of candidates scored 200 and above. And that showed that a significant number of students are performing within a moderate range, right? But the concerning statistic, the one that created the buzz and the muzz and the craze from people, is the 76% of candidates who scored below 200. 76%. People are talking, questions are asked, things are being said. Also, for the first time, female candidates outnumbered their male counterparts. Over 1 million girls registered for the UTME, which represented 50.6% of the total enrollment. And it marked a significant 2% increase compared to the previous year. There are some things that you need to know, all right, for candidates if you're checking your results. JAMB simplified the result checking process. All you need to do is text UTME result 255019 or 66019 using the phone number you used for your registration. It will eliminate the need to visit designated centers or rely on third parties. I remember back in the day, you have to buy a scratch card to check your results and it expires. So if you use it more than the number of times given, you ban that scratch card. That was really tedious. Or you go to Cyber Cafe because that's the only place you can check your results. But now, SMS. I love technology. But what does this mean? What does this mean? That's the percentage I called earlier. The low percentage of high scores in 2024 JAMB UTME results serves as a stark reminder of the challenges within the Nigerian education system. To truly address this, a lot of things has to be put in place, right? We have to focus on quality teaching, resource allocation, and address learning disparities. Because, we are going down. See, teachers have to be equipped with the necessary skills and knowledge through ongoing training programs. I used to be a teacher. You might not know this about me. I used to be a teacher. And the school where I taught, we had trainings. We had Montessori trainings. We had teaching trainings. Every day there's a training or the other, the training or the other. There was always something to sharpen our minds and put us back in the game. It helped us stay ahead in the industry, all right? Also, teachers' salaries, teachers' benefits, you know? Another approach is attracting and retaining qualified teachers. How do you attract and retain qualified teachers? It is by giving them competitive salaries. It's by giving them awesome benefits. It's by giving them a good working condition. It can make the profession more attractive. It can lead to a more dedicated and qualified workforce. I know of places where they pay 10K till now. 10,000 naira. 10,000 naira, is it for what? Is it for gari? Is it for ekpa? What is it for? Pay your teachers well. It will give them the motivation to work. Pay them well. Give them attractive benefits. Give them HMO, pension. I'm sorry. This is hurting because I used to be a teacher and I know where to be first. Also, encourage a culture of collaboration. Encouraging collaboration and knowledge sharing among teachers can lead to improved teaching practices and more supportive learning environment. If it is ensured that schools across different regions and socioeconomic backgrounds have access to adequate funding, it can help bridge the gap between well-resourced schools and those with limited resources. I had a conversation with somebody about a particular school that attracted funding to some lectures, some teachers attracted some funding to a school. And asked them whether they got access to that funding. They didn't. Was it implemented in the school? No. Let's not even go there. Upgrading classrooms, upgrading libraries, laboratories, and other educational facilities is also crucial for providing a conducive learning environment. Equipping schools with technology tools and providing teachers with necessary training to utilize them effectively can enhance learning experience and cater to diverse learning styles. There's also learning disparities. Right? If you invest in early childhood education programs, you can lay a strong foundation for future academic success and help identify and address learning difficulties early on. Some people pay more attention to secondary school education. Some parents pay attention to university education. But somebody told me something that stuck. He said, "My child will attend the best primary school to get the best foundation." I was thinking, but I was thinking, yes, as a primary school student, I hated school. So the foundation was not really that strong like that. So later I started building it. But that is a very important thing to do, early childhood education. Also, they throw people in one box, right? Those that have learning difficulties and those that do not. I had a classmate who wasn't really up to speed, but she was treated like everyone else. Math teacher will come and talk to the people in front because those are the ones that are responding. Others that are not responding, he does not give a damn. And I just lost interest in mathematics because you're going too fast and I'm not a math genius. You're just brrrring. You're thinking that you're talking to university students? Come down and talk to secondary school students who do not know anything about maths. Primary school students who are just getting their footing. Don't run like the speed of light. Come down and teach them. Implement personalized learning plans. Provide extra support to struggling students at schools. And address specific learning disabilities like dyslexia, right? If you do this, you can improve outcomes significantly. Another thing to recognize is that factors like poverty, like malnutrition, like lack of access to healthcare can impact learning. It can implement social support programs and create a more level playing field. When I was growing up, I'm not supposed to say this, but when I was growing up, I used to misplace a lot of umbrellas, right? My mom would give me an umbrella to take to school and I will never come back with an umbrella. So she said, "No more umbrella for you. So if it's raining, I'll enter the rain like that." My mom didn't know that, but I'll just take the rain and go to school because my mom used to leave earlier than any of us. She's a very early bird. And when I get to school, I'm doing this with some students who could not even afford umbrellas, who could not afford raincoats or whatever. And we go to school, I sit on my seat there. I dry up there on my seat. And I'm really tired because I'm cold and everything. I'm putting my head down to sleep. Tell me what you'll be teaching me that I'll listen to. No. Tell me. What will you be teaching me that my ears and my head and my brain will open to receive? Nothing. Now imagine somebody who didn't eat last night. No food in the morning. No hope for food in the afternoon. Hunger is hammering this person with precise hits, and you're telling the person Ohm's law states that the current passing through the metal. What? Don't tell me that. or somebody who is sick, no healthcare, cannot stay at home, there's no first aid, no clinic access in school, and the person is sick, and you're telling me that you tell me what and I'll listen to you. Please, child, please. If these areas are prioritized, the Nigerian education system can work towards creating a more equitable and effective learning environment where all students have the opportunity to excel, regardless of their background or circumstances, and it will ultimately lead to a more significant number of high performance in future UTME results and contribute to a brighter future for Nigerian youths. There's another thing that people say that causes the issue. They said that back in the day, there's something called special center. If you have money for special center, you get JAMB and WAEC answers. Let me give you one small gist. I went for JAMB. I won't tell you the year. And when I was going there, somebody, my neighbor said, "Are you going for JAMB?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Take this money. I said, pay. They ask you for a special center." I took the money. When I got to the JAMB center, I was hungry. I bought a pet drink and I got a snack. And I ate it. They said, "Who has money for a special center?" "Oh, I don't get money. I don't chop my money." I entered with grace of God and I came outside victorious. No couple. I'm not even kidding. And later I was like, was I not silly to have not done that? Well, I was not thinking about that. I was thinking about my stomach. But some people who went there with special center, some of them, special center was fake. When I say special center, I mean cheated in their JAMB. But sometimes they'll tell you that they have, you know, the real deal, the real answers, and it's fake. So who knows? It's not better to rely on your brain, right? People are saying that that has reduced in recent years, and that's why the, you know, JAMB, whatever, the scores are low. And people are saying that the answers, the questions are so crazy, are plenty. The questions are difficult. PhD level. Anyway, I'm not going to take that. But something else that I noted earlier was the female participation, the increased female participation. It's amazing. We've gotten to a point where it is no longer, you know, an endemic that Nigerian children, female children, are staying at home and not working. You're seeing them in every single field because what a man can do. I'm not going to finish that. Increased female representation in higher education has a ripple effect, okay? It inspires future generation of girls to pursue higher learning. And I'm here for it. As more women enter higher education and the workforce, it can contribute to a more balanced and equitable society. Also, JAMB simplified the result checking process, you know, how they made results readily available, has increased trust and accountability within the examination system. The SMS method makes checking results convenient and accessible to all candidates, regardless of their location or digital literacy. So when you're not done checking it, you go online and print it out, if you like your JAMB result, that is. So, while the 2024 JAMB UTME results provide valuable insight, it is crucial to look beyond the numbers. These results are a call to action for various stakeholders in the Nigerian education system. The government has to increase investment in education infrastructure, teacher training, curriculum development, as the case may be. Educational institutions should implement effective teaching methods, provide targeted support to struggling students, foster a culture of academic excellence, and hire qualified teachers. Parents and students should have an active involvement in the learning process, which will create a supportive home environment and set a clear academic goal. And setting clear academic goals can significantly impact student performance. So when you work collaboratively, these stakeholders can strive towards a future where Nigerian students are better equipped to excel in tertiary education and beyond, both in the country and abroad. What are your thoughts on the 2024 JAMB UTME results? Are you concerned about the low percentage of high scores? Do you see the rise in female participation as a positive trend? Share your thoughts on social media using TechUntapped hashtag. Let's keep the conversation going about the future of education and university admissions in Nigeria. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay tuned to TechUntapped.